things start going south and you're like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? And then you find that your energy isn't connected as much to the business. Because if you were to step back and go, wow, when I started this, I was so connected. I was loving it and I loved everything about it. And like, it just felt like a whole piece to me.
Welcome to the Three Steps to Thrive podcast, where each show will show you three simple, practical, and actionable steps to improve your life or your business. Now, here's your host, James Lamb. And guess what? That's me. Hi, folks. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. Welcome to the Three Steps to Thrive podcast. My name is James Lamb. I'm your host, where every week we bring on interesting and successful entrepreneurs to talk to you a little bit more about three things you can do in your business to either improve yourself or improve your business. This week, we have a really interesting one and a little bit different. Her name is Paige Stevenson from The Intuitive Advisor. And normally, you know, we bring on marketing specialists or IT specialists or entrepreneurs and all sorts of backgrounds. Let me tell you about Paige though, and I want you to stay tuned because this can be really valuable. And Paige has helped myself and a number of people that I know be better at business. So say hello, Paige.
Hi there. I'm so happy.
Oh, I know you're happy. You may not be happy in a couple minutes when I ask you all these difficult questions, but let's start with the bio. We'll start easy here. So Paige Stevenson is a natural born intuitive leader, inspirational speaker, workshop facilitator, best-selling author, and a successful business owner of over 20 years as the Intuitive Advisor. That is a lot of stuff that you do. Paige is a certified advanced angel empowerment practitioner and certified angel hands-on healer. And Paige, that's the first thing I'm going to talk to you about when we get there. So Paige's greatest joy is to help families find peace around their depressed family member. Her two-day workshop helps families who want a better way to communicate with their depressed family members by providing the family the necessary holistic tools to return themselves to more joy and happiness. So, you know, it's interesting, Paige. In many ways, we actually channel a lot of the same kind of purpose, so to speak. Like, you know, you put joy and happiness in family. I put joy and happiness in business. And I work with people, businesses who, you know, businesses that, you know, it's a nightmare. We try to return them to joy. You do the same thing, but with family instead. Okay, so I've just talked for the last 5 minutes. The good news is, folks, my talking is done. It's Paige's turn. And I think that the first question that I think all of us have is, can you define what it means to the everyday person what an advanced angel empowerment practitioner and certified angel hands-on healer does and how it affects everyday people?
Absolutely. So the basic term, what it means is, I've gone to school and I have learned who are the archangels. And then what we found out is there are 15 major archangels, and then each of those has an area of specialty. So think of it as going into a department store and you've got your different departments for your different areas of your life. You've got your clothing, your mechanical, your groceries, your bolts and screws, your, you know, bathroom stuff, like all the different areas that you might need. And so finding out what these 15 major archangels do and how can they enrich my life. And everybody has access to them. And that's part of what I can teach people. And then what ended up happening is there was a doctor in Saskatchewan, mm-hmm. One of the Canadian provinces. And he's a medical doctor. He has a practice. He sees patients. He's a family doctor. And he took a liking to angels. And he started taking courses And he was like, oh my goodness, this can really help my clients. Because a lot of his patients were coming and going, how do I, you know, I'm really stressed. How do I get calm? And how, you know, how can I make myself healthier? And some of them didn't want to take a pill, and some of them didn't want to have to embark on a regime that wasn't in alignment with them. So between him and my spiritual mentor, Cindy Smith, the two of them channeled in a process to do healing on people using a curriculum that is in alignment with the medical field. And so we learned how to, I was just thinking, it was so, it's so joyful. We learned how to, when we have a client in front of us on the table and they say, I have chronic fatigue. Mm-hmm. There is languaging. We can talk to the mind that will start releasing that.
Right.
Because what we learned is there's three minds. There's the conscious, the unconscious, and the higher conscious. And what we also learned is the conscious can't talk to the higher conscious, only the subconscious can talk to the higher.
Interesting. So you, I mean, it's, I think one of the first questions I have is, you know, and I'd like you to phrase this in your own words, because I'm going to totally not do it properly. But a lot of the roots of what you're talking about are based on Christianity, right? And there are a lot of religions out there, including, you know, different sects of Christianity as well, and different beliefs. And what would you say to people who maybe didn't come from a traditional Christian background, or maybe who believe in another religion?
Well, I get this all the time, because so many people come and they go, but I'm this religion, or I was raised this way. And whatever it is, it's not, we're not meant to interrupt and go erase all that and just believe this. That's not how this works. Mm. Think of this as an alternate, as something else, as an add-on. So right. I like to use the car as an example, mm-hmm. just as an analogy. So if you've got a car and you're noticing that your gas isn't running as smoothly through it, you go to the Canadian Tire, the garage, whatever, mm-hmm. and you buy a little tube of a little jar of fuel injector cleaning, yes. or something.
Yep.
Right? So we're not saying get rid of your gas and only use this. We're right. saying add it in and it'll make it better.
Right. Okay. Interesting. That's a,
so that's a way of thinking of it. Mm-hmm. And we are not here to say, oh, because you're that, no. And right. because you're that, no. No, okay. That's not what we're about. We're all God's children. And yeah.
No, that's good to hear. You know, something else that I heard you talk about was you were talking about three states of mind. Yes, the subconscious, the conscious, and then the higher conscious.
Yes. Like,
right? Okay.
Yeah.
So are you kind of like a catalyst to be able to enable the unconscious to speak directly with the higher conscious? Is that kind of it? Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yes. Well, I'm just a girl who's living her dream, and I've just learned some tools, James, mm-hmm. and just what the big thing that I want my clients is to get comfortable with being able to tune in with themselves and just what is their inner radar saying? Because so many, like, you know, if I tell you something, like just our conversation now, your body is reacting, and it's, I'm going to be bold here and just say it's resonating with you, and you're like, oh yeah, I like that analogy about the car. Yeah. And so your body kind of gave it a peaceful, easy feeling.
Yes.
Now if I had said something like I think from now on, you have to have candy bars all over your hair, stuck in your hair. That would be, I mean, that's kind of extreme, but then your body would react differently. Yes. And you'd go, yeah, without having to say anything, your body would be saying, right, you know. Yeah.
My kids would love my hair.
But you know what I'm saying? Yes. This is why once you've worked with me and you've learned how to listen to the body, it just gives you more awareness.
Right.
And because we were not taught this.
So I have a question for you, because you're talking a little bit of trusting in many ways, in layman's term for people like myself and a number of my listeners, you're talking about in many ways trusting your gut, so to speak. Yeah. You know, your gut's sort of a part of the body and sort of what is your instant reaction. Now, I have a question around challenges. So a lot of the times, especially in business, especially my listeners, they need to challenge themselves to grow. Right? They need to get in front of things to do and learn new things and probably fail a few times. Right? How do you figure out the intuition here? Because part of the gut is saying, you need to do this challenge. You know, this is how you grow. And the other part is saying, no. My initial gut reaction, you know, my initial quote unquote gut reaction is, I can't do this. It's too hard. I'm just going to do nothing at all. And we all know about people in both camps. So how do you kind of sort through that information there?
Well, what I suggest people do, because this can be a very valuable tool going forward, and it can save you a lot of time and money and stress.
Yes.
And so I suggest people start listening to themselves and start with little things. Start with things like, is now the perfect time to run to the grocery store? Like something like that.
Yep.
Is now the time to, or if somebody phones, I know we're still a little bit COVID right now, but when things start pumping out and we can go to networking events and sure, that kind of thing, should I, or even an online one, is this like, should I go on this call with James? Like just little things like that. And then once you get the run of the mill daily stuff and you're comfortable in how your body is talking to you, and everybody gets it differently. They get a ping in the tummy, shivers up the back, or they just get a voice, or they see something. There's no wrong or right.
Okay.
What works for them, and then start relying on it and listening to it. So then when you get a business decision, oh my gosh, I just got an email from my buddy and he's saying, check this out. It's for, you know, I got this and that. Should I check this guy out? Is he good for me? Right? Now you can tune in, and it's a really interesting thing when you start listening, just because somebody's going, go with this guy, he's so good. You might not be in alignment with him. And that doesn't mean he isn't a good guy and he doesn't have a good business. But if that guy is not in alignment with you, every time you see him, hear him, and work with him, it's like, it's not in alignment.
Right. It's a good point though. And folks, that's something to take into account. And she means everybody except for James Lamb. If you get an email from James Lamb, James Lamb. Otherwise, don't work with James. Otherwise, don't work with anybody else. But James Lamb is the best, and you can tell. So here's a question for you. Because we have a number of business owners and entrepreneurs, and they are literally bombarded with possibilities and opportunities to invest and opportunities to improve themselves every day. And you're right, using your intuition is helpful. Now, my question to you is, there's a link between your higher consciousness and your subconscious, as you were saying. And my question is this: do you create the reality and the dreams and then the higher consciousness helps deliver it? Or are you tuning into a higher conscious plan for you and you're trying to follow that path?
initially, once you're trained and comfortable, you're tapped in. But initially, this is another tip. Ask your ego to step down. Okay, ego, I just got an email from my buddy. He's saying to check this out. Ego, step down. I need to tune in. And it can be as simple as, should I connect with James? And just feel, let me know how that feels. Mm-hmm. I want to know how that feels. So when I say I'm going to connect with James, do I get light feeling or does it go, oh? Because I've asked my ego to step down and now I'm dealing directly with source. Now, with you, James, I was absolutely connected like that, mm-hmm. because you don't get all teary-eyed now, but you are a beautiful soul that is leading from the heart. And that is a really good business leader.
Thanks, Paige.
And then you have all your wisdom and your knowledge around your business type that they get the golden nugget with you. Mm. And so as a result, I just knew you're one to connect with, mm-hmm. because you lead with your heart. And sometimes your heart trumps everything else. And that's a good default.
Do you think that's a worthwhile lesson for a lot of small business owners and entrepreneurs? Is, you know, a lot of the times we hear messages of, this is how you do it easier. This is how you make money, you know, and it's really going against our own intuition and against a grain. But because we're so desperate sometimes to be successful, you're so desperate to be heard and to be seen. What would you say to people who kind of, they're trying to be someone else in many ways?
Yes. Well, this is very characteristic of entrepreneurial people. Is because now we've got our flag out there and we're going, oh, I'm this business. You need to see me. But they don't have a plan. They don't have something laid out that says this is how you're going to get there. And mm-hmm. they create it, but they haven't sat and done it. And so what ends up happening, and I can speak to this because this happened to me, mm-hmm. was you know, a few years ago, everybody was coming at me, try this. And everybody has a great sales tactic. Mm-hmm. I'm going, oh, yes, I need that. Oh, yes, that will make me better. Oh, yes, that will help. And so I had all of this stuff. Instead of being self-help stuff, it was what I call shelf help. It sits on my shelf and does diddly squat for me, mm. because I over-inundated myself with a bunch of stuff. And now we're learning that a lot of heart-centered business owners are going, I just want to be of service to this. Mm. And we're not coming from the ego.
Yeah, in many ways, I guess it's a lot of people almost putting somebody else in the driver's seat, so to speak. Right, for what you believe in. And I think it's a really fine balancing act, team. And you know, as listeners, you would experience this all the time. You know, you have, on the one hand, you have an intuition on doing something and you need to be open-minded. But on the other hand, you can't follow everything everyone says to you, right? And it's something that I think, you know, you know, I've heard before, you have a maximum of two mentors and that's it, because any more than that, and you're going to go all over the place. What also is interesting, because it means there's so much opportunity. And if you make a decision and quote unquote, it's the wrong one, you always have the opportunity to change that, because someone else would have made, you have half the people making one decision, half the people making the other decision.
Yeah.
How can you, so Paige, how can you, you know, it's super important that we get tuned in. And you know, I think anybody who has been as a business owner has gone through an experience of tuning themselves out, and trying to be disciplined and trying to work too hard and trying to almost overwork, not even trying to, you're overworking the problem. You are trying to replace intuition and guide with a work ethic and brains. And, you know, that's the reason why I think a lot of business owners get frustrated, right?
Yes.
So how can you help somebody? If you, you know, I know you mentioned families in your bio. Do you also support business owners as well? And how would that look?
Yes. So I'll give your business owners a business tip. And the first thing, I know this is maybe a little counterintuitive for some people, but to have a very successful business, you first have to get this, what I call the vessel, in alignment, which means it's not difficult to do. What are your daily disciplines? Are you getting up in the morning and setting your intention? Have you got yourself good rest? And what kind of an environment are you sitting in? So for you, James, I can see your environment. Mm-hmm. It's organized. It's business minded. Mm-hmm. And I get it. Like, you know, some people don't have a huge space. They're using the corner of the dining room. And that's okay. Nobody's saying you have to get an office.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to set it up so it's in your vibe. Mm-hmm. Pretend it has walls. Pretend it has your vibe. Getting your intention set for the day. Most people just get up and go, you know, what's on my calendar?
Yeah.
No. What's your intention? What's today? What's your intention? You can look at your calendar and go, oh, I have 3 Zoom calls. Beautiful. And just take a moment and go, thank you. Let those Zoom calls be the best they can be for everybody concerned. And then let it go.
Yes.
And some of you may go, oh, that's weird. No, it's not. Because now I've set my intention. Now that's the bubble that's running around me that goes, her Zoom calls are going to be good. Her Zoom calls are going to be good. Mm-hmm. And it happens. And then when I go out at night, I mean, when I was networking and going places, set an intention. Oh, I'm going to James's networking event down at the Palliser, let's say. I don't know. Oh, I'm going to set an intention that I want to meet 2 people that are in alignment with my business. And so then I go and I'm, oh, and there's appetizers over here, Paige, and there's a drink and da 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 da. At the end of the night, I've met 2 people.
Amazing.
And most people don't do this.
Mm.
Think of it. And believe me, I know it's a new discipline, but once you start setting intention for everything, I want this, I want that. And anytime you go somewhere, do something. When I went to San Diego for a course, I was like, because I really didn't, I went to a joint venture event. It was my first time. I really didn't know what to expect. And I didn't know what was going to happen. So because I was receptive to whatever came out of it, I set the overall bubble for the whole event. Whatever I meant to experience to enhance my business, please let it unfold beautifully. And that was my overall intention on that 3-4 days, something like that.
Yes.
And I think that's what happened.
Amazing.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So tell us, I'm going to get to your 3 points in just a second. And I think you sprinkled them in anyways, but maybe we could summarize at the end.
Yeah.
I have one more question before we go there. And that question is, you know, some of my, and I've experienced this up until sort of 34 days ago when I, you know, to be honest, folks, I just did not like the work I was in. I don't know how to say it otherwise. I did not enjoy it at all. It was kind of living a nightmare. And, you know, nowadays, when I look towards Zoom sessions, I look forward to them in many ways. But at the same time, back then, I was dreading meetings. How would you say these people start to listen to their unconscious or the higher conscious and start to move maybe out or change the way things work so it works more congruently with them?
Yes, that's a really good question, because so many times, like, well, can we use your example?
Yes.
This is what happens with business owners, and we notice that things are starting to go what we term as going south.
Yes.
And we find, and I'm not saying this all applied to you, I'm just giving an example, but it can relate to what
you can say what you want, Paige.
So things start going south and you're like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? And then you find that your energy isn't connected as much to the business. Because if you were to step back and go, wow, when I started this, I was so connected. I was loving it and I loved everything about it. And like, it just felt like a whole piece to me. And I was so jazzed. And
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So then now you're in a different frame and you're going, oh, I'm dreading having to have this kind of business going on, and your body repels it, and it's like it's not a part of you anymore, and yes. It feels like the business is there and you're here.
Yeah, I remember that distinctly as well, 100%.
Yeah, it's so you're no longer part of the business. It's like a foreign object. Mm-hmm. However, some business owners, it's kind of two ways they will approach this. For you, you went, I got to get out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And you took steps to get out of it. And you're out of it.
Yes.
But some business owners will go, oh, no. I've got to find the cure for this. And I've got to find the good partner that's going to help me get out of this and make it better. And I'm going to buy a widget or a gadget or something and try to make it better. And they do. And they keep flogging a dead fish.
Yes.
And they're not noticing that business has not come back to them. They're still outside of it.
Yes.
And they keep going and going.
Yes.
And going. And then what do you think happens to the business owner?
They burn out.
The energy has gone down and down and down. And what do you think that leads to quite often? Depression? This is how easy it starts, James.
Yes.
Which is a good segue into my business type. But no kidding, James, this is what people do to themselves. See, here's how... what you did with your business was brilliant. You went out of here. It's for sale. Oh, there's a person that'll buy it. Gone.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't to discredit. Thank you, beautiful business. Thank you for what you brought me. I learned good things, but I'm ready to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you let the business go and away it goes. Now what you've done, you've given yourself a gift. And you can move on now. You're not plagued with, oh my God, I'm still in this business. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, And this is what business owners do. It's such a common trait.
Yes.
And so when you have awareness of what are you doing with your energy, you can change things like that.
It's amazing. It's really interesting you say that. I think... and again, we spoke about being somebody else. We spoke about learning somebody else's what's involved and what's important. And, you know, I understand I'm being hypocritical here because I'm bringing on experts to tell you what to do three steps, right? But, you know, there's a little bit of intuition on what steps you're going to take. And I think one of the challenges with business owners, we have this belief of working hard and persistence and endurance. And look, team, I'm not saying give up, but there is a little bit of what Paige is saying, I think, in terms of using your intuition to maybe say, maybe this isn't working for me. And, you know, if those feelings persist over weeks and over months, you know, we all have bad days and good days, but if those things persist over weeks or months, maybe it's time to investigate doing something else. And that, you know, as I say, every time you close a door, opens another one. And one of the lovely things is by closing that door, as Paige was saying, I was able to do these interviews with interesting people like Paige. So sometimes what you leave behind, there's something that grows in this place that's even brighter and stronger and more aligned. Okay, now with that being said, I'll get off my soapbox Paige, let's talk about three things that you think business owners can do to support themselves or support their business. So again, team, in this show, we always bring three practical, actionable, and simple steps that you can implement today to improve yourself or improve your business. So Paige, the floor is yours.
Well, I told you three things before, but I'll share them again because I think it's really important for the intention. And that's hilarious. I can't remember what I told you, so I'm just going to tell you. But I also want you to have awareness about who you're surrounding yourself with.
Okay.
Without overloading yourself, find some key people that are in the same position with their business, but in a different business. So they may, depending on where you are with your business, think of yourself as beginner, middle, and advanced. So find a beginner person, find somebody that's a little further ahead than you, but not too far, something like that. Find people that are like-minded. Mm-hmm. So for me, although I could, I'm not going to walk into a Bible group because they don't necessarily agree with my view on the world.
Yes.
So I would love to, but I wouldn't probably be invited.
Yes.
And I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. So that wouldn't be a group that I would hang out with. Well, I would hang out with the people that are running crystal stores.
Right. You know, it's interesting because, and I think you will have noticed this as well, that last one. So just a recap, Paige will talk about, first of all, intention. Second of all, surrounding yourself with the right people. And, you know, anybody who's been in business for long enough is that you'll notice that as you grow in business and as you change, you actually, I think, attract what I would call better people. That's a terrible term, but.
No, it is. It's true.
Yeah.
It is.
People who actually build you up. And I think one of the challenges is that, you know, team, if you surround yourself with people who question you because of jealousy or question your business, or they don't fill you with anything other than anxiety and an energy leech, it's probably not worth it. And I it sounds very judgmental, and I totally get that, but I don't think you experience it until you leave something that people that cause that. And it's difficult. I'm not saying it's easy.
Well, look at it this way, James. The people that you want to attract are heart-centered. And when you're heart-centered, you care about your fellow man. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of business out there that are not heart-centered. They'll say, oh yeah, I'm heart-centered. No, because they're too much in competition. Mm-hmm. For you and I, James, we don't have competition. And I could have another healer sitting beside me, and I'm not in competition with her because there's not enough of us to get our message out there.
Amazing.
And when you come from that space, being heart-centered, mm-hmm. I'm not in competition. I don't go out trying to take your clients. Because I'm of the mind, my clients are attracted to me first.
Yes.
And then my business.
Right.
So they've made a connection with me, and now that my business is second. Now it's a fine line, but they like how I work. Just like you, James.
Yes.
They're attracted to you because you're heart-centered. You're an awesome dad. You're a brilliant businessman, and they're going, that's the guy, I want him. And you care. Like, a lot of people don't care. Here, buy my stuff. Thank you, bye.
Yeah.
And they are like that. And those people don't last long. They're always rebranding, making new businesses. Oh, I'm doing this now. Oh, I'm doing this now. Oh, I'm doing this now.
Right.
And they're not building a beautiful empire. They're building shacks.
That's very fair. So, sorry, I did cut you off there. So you said intention, surround yourself. And what was the last?
The last one is be mindful of what you're saying in your head.
Yes.
So if you are saying, okay, if I got on this call with you and I went, oh, I hope I say the right things. I hope James is kind to me. Oh, I hope, oh, I don't know. Do you think I'm going to look okay?
Yes.
You know, and if I'm saying all these negative things, what do you think is going to happen? I'm going to be a bomb. I'm going to be sitting there going.
Yeah. And you're so worried about what you shouldn't say, you forget to say anything at all, I guess.
So my words are, oh my gosh, I'm on a call with James. Yes. I'm so excited because I get to share my message more. And that's what my business is about. Every business owner, we get to share our message. And so then I go back to my intention and go, let the right people hear it. So now I've got the bubble around this video that when it goes out, the perfect people are going to go, oh, that's me. I wanted to hear that. And that's what happens. So you've got your intention, your community, and your inner chatter.
Yes, there you go. Those are three really good points, team. And as Paige said, if you're still listening, maybe you were meant to listen to this, right? And maybe it's something you need to do. Okay, Paige. So if someone wanted to contact you, because I know your wisdom is always sage. And I think one of the nice things, team, about you know, one of the challenges in business is achieving clarity, because many roads, you don't know where to go. And one of the nice things about speaking with Paige is every time I speak with Paige, because we've become friends now, is I always come across and you achieve more clarity, not only in what to do, but who you are as well, and how you actually feel. And that probably is more valuable than anything else. So if people wanted to get in contact with you, Paige, how would they do that?
Well, here's what I'm going to offer your audience. If they have a little hiccup that they're trying to overcome, and whether it's business or personal, I will give them half an hour on the phone with me to get more clarity so that they can get over this hiccup. All they need to do is email me, and we can put the email in the comments.
Yes, we'll put the email in the show notes.
Show notes, okay. And just email me and say, hi, I'm Fred, and I heard you on James's call, and I will say, yep, and we'll set up a time.
Awesome. And if there is a Fred listening, which there will be, Fred, she's speaking directly to you. So you have to contact her now, whether you like it or not. That's amazing. Look, I appreciate you taking the time, Paige. And like I said, folks, none of the guests on my show are ever paid. They are here on their own volition, and I love every moment of it because I get to meet the most interesting and wonderful people. So look, if you learn something today, please contact Paige, and please subscribe to the podcast as well, and leave a 5-star review. This is the easiest way to get out this information that we have to entrepreneurs of all size. And let's be honest, the ones who are starting are the ones that really need it the most in many ways. So team, that would be very helpful. For myself, Paige, say thank you very much.
I am in so much gratitude. And thank you so much. And I love this opportunity that you gave me. And you're a beautiful soul. And I am now going to just ask that everybody connect with James. And just see what little nuggets he can bring to you, because he's a smart, smart businessman.
Well, I really
he's been overly humble. I know that. He's yes.
No, I really appreciate it. And if you don't connect with me, make sure you connect with Paige, because Paige is probably the first person you want to connect to. Let's be honest here. But we're doing that Canadian thing where, no, you go first. No, you go first. No, it's okay. You go first.
It's okay. That's all right.
So let's leave it at this. Rate, review, subscribe, and connect with either Paige or I. And then we will definitely point you to the other person, because that's the way we are, because everybody needs more clarity. And clarity means productivity, and clarity brings success. And we talked about joy, and we talked about happiness, and I think Paige and I are both congruent on that front. Okay, on that note, team, look, that was a long one, but I appreciate you starting in the beginning and finishing till now. Really, really appreciate you joining me. Any questions, you can always contact Paige or I, and I look forward to. So again, 3 steps to thrive, practical, actionable, simple steps. From guests, see us next week, same time, same place, and bye for now.
Don't forget, if you love this podcast, please leave a review. One of my goals is to support as many entrepreneurs and small business owners as possible with these simple, actionable, and practical tips. My team and I spend countless hours finding great guests who are experts in their field, and these people 100% volunteer to be on this show. And one of the best ways to help other people find this podcast is with your review. So if you would be so kind and subscribe and leave a review, this show can get out to more people, and I would be forever grateful. So thank you in advance. Okay, guys, thanks so much once more for tuning in. See you next week, and have a great few days.